Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses. Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and today is Monday, which means only one thing. This is Digging Deeper. We are going to painstakingly pour over all of these clips that the Dark Seeker has provided us from various podcasts from around the nation, some nation peripheral podcasts as well, that had players or ex-leads on as guests. And the smorgasbord we have for you today is nothing short of astounding. You're going to get some clips, or one clip, I should say, a little appetizer from the great one, the Vial Files. You're going to get a very interesting clip from Bachelor Happy Hour with guests Mercedes, Brooklyn, and Allie from this recent season of Bachelor, where they're talking about the accusation that Anastasia had a boyfriend. You're going to get a fantastic clip from Love to See It when Emma and Claire interviewed Hannah Brown. It was a groundbreaking interview, and she says one thing that is very interesting about her famous quote about having sex, but Jesus still loving her. We're going to dive into that. You're going to get three clips from Gore Girl Jason Tardik's Trading Secrets. His guest was none other than the all-star Instagram male champion from our beloved game, TC Tyler Cameron.
Oh, yes. The enemy of shirts.
He is an enemy of shirts and a lover of steaks. He reveals a lot about what he wants to do in reality television. Has he been offered the role of Bachelor? What it would take to get him to become the Bachelor? And then we are going to have five clips from She's All Batch with guest Crystal Nielsen. Now, these clips are the most important clips, bar none, of this Digging Deeper, because in them, Crystal Nielsen goes hardcore in the sauce wars with some massive tea about her time in game, producer manipulation, outright lies she was told. She is definitely in contract violation territory with everything she is saying in these clips. And then we're going to round it out with a clip from A Hard Look with John Lieberman. His guest was none other than Zach Shallcross, or Shallcrank, or What was it? Shacklecross. And in that,
he got there.
In that clip, Shacklecross talks about the food on the dates and
the fucking weirdo.
The fucking weirdo. He reveals if he believes it is harder to be a player or a lead. And what he says is pretty interesting because he gives some very good insight into actually what it is like to be a lead. So, are you ready, Pace Case, to dig into this beautiful meal we have before us?
I'm ready. Let's eat.
This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we're starting off this Digging Deeper with something that is near and dear to my heart, something I always love to hear, the sound of the great one. This first clip.
The male great one.
Sorry, the male great one. This first clip is from the Vial Files, March 15th. The guest was Rozzy. Now, in this clip, the great one discusses the proliferation of Instagram as a reason for playing the game in the modern era, and he uses some language that I myself have used from time to time. So let's take a listen.
It was so late in the game for him to say it's not about a one-on-one when it literally is.
Yeah.
It would have been more interesting if he would have just said, I just don't think you're sincere.
Yeah, that I agree.
You know, why didn't
he use the wrong language?
Yeah,
honestly.
It's like maybe that was him. You know, you could argue maybe that was Zach trying to protect Jess by not calling her out for being like, honestly, I just think you're here for the gram. Mm.
To be honest, like, is anyone not there for the gram?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, especially because they now were they. I feel like when.
But it's
they,
just to what degree?
Exactly.
Did Bachelor in the past? Like, wasn't it the whole thing where they framed it like they chose the Bachelor and then people applied for that Bachelor?
Right.
Like,
and now.
Maybe, and maybe it wasn't that way ever, but I feel like for me it was really framed that way a while back, and now it's just like when I found out it was you, I was so excited. But it's like you were in it before,
right?
Yeah. That
right. Like, it's, even Zach's in it for the gram, you know? Like,
yeah,
to an extent.
For the well, otherwise delete it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going on for love, you're insane.
Yeah, like, look at the numbers.
No, I mean, like, practically speaking, if you're, like, literally earnestly telling your friends, hey, like, I'm just having a hard time finding love, and there's this show called The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I want to, this is my last shot, and I don't care about fame or attention. I really just want to find love, and so I'm going to go on The Bachelor. You haven't thought this through.
My last shot, I'm 25.
Like, you're not, you know, like.
About to get disqualified from pageants.
You've gotten some really bad, like, advice from people.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Like, you have a warped sense of reality, and you're a bit delusional.
There's the great one, casting some fast judgment on theoretical people who haven't even gone into the show yet, telling them they are delusional.
And you have if you're 14, you have a warped sense of reality. Wow.
We've heard the great one talk about this very thing from time to time on his podcast. There's some interesting things in this clip, though. One, he says, delete it. You've heard me say this a million fucking times. Mm-hmm. If you're 14, delete your Instagram. Nobody ever does, obviously. But he talks here about the opening thing is him talking about Jess and why he kicked her off. And that maybe there was some possibility she was actually there for the gram and he was trying to, like, protect her by making it this other thing. But somebody then says, the guest, I believe this is Rozzy, says that she believes in the beginning era of this game, it wasn't like this, that it was put out to kind of the dating pool. Here's who the Bachelor is. And then people would sign up for that possibility of dating that person, and that people were going in more in line with that ideology. That's not true, though. The first Bachelor, Alex Michelle, no one who signed up for season one knew who he was.
The first one they knew was season four.
But even that, they didn't know when they were signing up for The Bachelor that it was going to be him. And this is Bob Guinea, Guinea, of course. He was on season one of Bachelorette, where people fell in love with him. That was Trista Raine. And then it was announced that he was going to be The Bachelor, but that was after they had already been doing the casting process. And I'm sure they asked all those people in that casting process, oh, who do you like from the show? What do you think about this person or this person? I'm sure they might have had some idea, but they didn't know until they showed up that night that it was him. And that is essentially the way that it has been. I mean,
yeah, you're saying more generalities beforehand. I'm just looking for a wolf pack.
Yeah, exactly. But this idea is promoted that's how it used to be. And then she even says, maybe it was never that way, but that's just how it felt. And it was never that way. Fame has always been a component of this, even from season one. And we've talked about this from time to time. There was a group date in season one that featured them
Alex, Michelle, and five players went to a casino in Las Vegas. And one of the players has an ITM where she's talking about as they're walking through the casino, all eyes are on them. And that is because there's a camera crew with them and it's very clear a TV show is being shot. So even the element of fame before the season even aired, they're still just shooting the footage of the season to get her to say that in an ITM. Even then, there was fame as an element of this.
And I think it was season six, we saw the first time they showed a magazine spread of the villain player. Krista or whatever, yeah, in the Women Tell All. So there is not only you're getting this publicity, but it's also being held up and shown as like a positive, mm-hmm, awesome thing by the show.
And it's a part of the game. The fame is a part of this. I mean, that's just simply the nature of making it a TV show. If you really want to take that out of it, you just do this somewhere. You don't put any cameras on it. You never talk about it on social media. You just get one person and 30 people who want to date and you make them do all this shit and you never promote it.
There are people who have done that on Tinder and stuff and they've made TikToks.
Oh, but see, they make TikToks. Yeah, that's interesting.
Like invite all your Tinder dates to the same bar or something. We've always said this. I don't know if you're going on for love, you're insane. That seems a little bit exaggerated, but
yeah, I mean, certainly you can find it and whatever. Love doesn't necessarily mean that you are with this person forever either. You can fall in love with them in these strange circumstances and then those circumstances end and you both kind of snap out of it and you're like, well, shit, I don't know. Maybe we just did that because we were being traumatized by the same people. It was trauma bonding. And now that the trauma is over, yeah, we can move on with our lives. I mean, I'm sure that happens also in this scenario. And we'll get to some trauma later in this episode. Rest assured, ooh, when Crystal Nielsen starts discussing her experience in game. But that's our first clip. We hope you've enjoyed it. Now let's move on. Clip number two comes to us from Bachelor Happy Hour with guests Mercedes, Brooklyn, and Allie. This is from March 15th. And in this clip, Michelle Young asked her guests to discuss the rumor about Anastasia having a boyfriend while she was on the show that seemed to really be the biggest topic, at least of the first portions of the Women Tell All. Here we go.
What is this whole bombshell that was dropped about Anastasia having a boyfriend while she's on the show? Can you all speak more to that? Like, was this was not the first time you guys were hearing about this, was it?
This is the first time I heard about it.
I had never heard that.
So really? Tell me more. Like, this is news. I truly have no idea what it was. I don't know if you girls have any more idea than I do. I have no clue. It was news to me.
Yeah. When she said that, I was just like, what?
Oh yeah, all of your reactions were in that moment. Like if you could have just screenshotted everyone's face.
Literally.
It seems like it can, and this is just me, I don't know shit. And again, like I don't know a lot. I'm such a mom. Like I don't follow like a lot of stuff on social media. But it seemed like that was kind of just pulled out of thin air, out of left field from some of the other women that I think were just maybe like trying to have a moment of like, well, you had a boyfriend, but it wasn't actually factual, backed up. No evidence to this.
Yeah, and then it was that, and I was purely annoyed from the just screaming words that made no sense. I have receipts. I pull them out. Where are they? Mm-hmm. Like, just screaming that you have them, but not actually backing them up. And then back to, you do realize this affects people's actual lives, right? Like, this is not the time to just throw out complete lies.
Interesting.
Yeah. Whether these are complete lies or not, we don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they're based on half truths. Who knows? Again, we're going to get to these clips later with Crystal Nielsen. She talks a lot about the Women Tell All, how producers use paradise as a temptation, a carrot to dangle to get you to do certain things in the Women Tell All. So what I'm about to say now is kind of in reference to these later clips. But the producers of this show, you know, these players are talking about why are they just throwing out these lies? Where did any of this come from? And they're blaming it on the players saying it. What we're going to learn from Crystal Nielsen later is that those players probably ain't to blame. Producers tell them to do this shit.
That's the thing. I feel like the producers told those, you know, back row players to target her with this.
I'm telling you, wait until these Crystal Nielsen clips, because she goes into detail also about how players then have to hash that out among themselves. Like, the question is directly asked, do you guys ever talk to each other about, like, oh, the producers made me do this? And those answers are great. So hopefully you'll stick around for those clips. But in this specific instance, you know, I guess they're talking about who primarily it was, what, Kat, Victoria, Jameson, and was Olivia involved in that fight early on? I remember she jumped in the very beginning.
I definitely remember Victoria and Kat doing it.
Right. And so it's no coincidence, I think, that these are players who were knocked out of the game fairly early. What shot do they have to go to Paradise if not doing exactly what the producers are asking them to do? So, I mean, that's it. Like,
no, I fully believe that the producers asked all of these players to say this whatever rumor. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they're then going on Bachelor Happy Hour, again, this is a company podcast.
Yeah.
And for what it seems to me, Brooklyn is a company player. And for them to be like, what? Like, show the receipts if you actually have them. I don't even think this is true. They just want to get their 2 seconds. It's like, okay, so the producers are then having them target this girl and then saying that, oh, those accusations were just desperate. What is the end game here?
There is no end game. Producers, bad at job. Even this is bad at job.
That's the end game. I always forget.
The end game is to prove to the world that they are the worst producers the show has ever seen. And they're actually good at that job.
Oh my God.
But no, I mean, you're right.
Like, but we'd love to interview any of you on the show.
Well, prove me wrong. I feel like I should be holding up a sign that says producer's bad at job. Prove me wrong. It's true though. You know, they don't seem to have like a long game with any of this. It's just like, fuck it. We're going to need some drama in the beginning. Send out the night one players and have them say these fucking crazy lies and then have them get pissed.
Let's demonize the social media girl again.
Basically, yes. And that, too, is a drastic misunderstanding of what reality television is and what their role in it is right now. And I think, you know, we are looking at, obviously, we always talk about Instagram. We talk about TikTok, people's numbers, how it relates to whatever they're doing in the game, et cetera, et cetera. And so right now, if we are looking at Charity, for example, this is an announced bachelorette. She has 61.8 thousand followers. She has put on a little under 40,000, about 35,000 followers since the announcement that happened days ago. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And so we have to start asking ourselves, why is that happening? Because it's not happening on any of the Netflix shows. It's not happening on Perfect Match. Those people are fucking, all of them are at least over 100,000. Most of them are in the 500 to 5.8 million range.
It just seems so stupid. You're not going to get the best people. They're all going to go to Netflix.
But not only are you not going to get the best people, if you don't have people, the fandom, engaged on social media with your players, guess what? They don't engage with the show either, and your fucking ratings start falling, as they're doing now. They just don't get it. And to keep hammering home, like they're doing here on Bachelor Happy Hour, these players are pieces of shit. They're just making up lies. It's like, it's not those players. It's the fucking producers that are making up the lies.
Yeah.
At any rate, let's move on to our first clip and only clip from Love to See It with Hannah Brown was the guest. This is March 8th. Now, this interview, in my opinion, is one of the most groundbreaking interviews that we've seen in this peripheral tier of podcast coverage. Emma and Claire got the beast. I mean, this is huge. She's the greatest Instagram player of all time in our beloved game. And in this clip, the Beast discusses her iconic "I have had sex and Jesus still loves me" line and how she was lied to by producers about that line's inclusion in the document. This is a little bit of off contract. She tiptoes around it. But if you listen closely, you'll hear that tea brewing. Here we go.
I also want to say, like, I don't feel like I've gotten to like say this really like... That was really hard, the like response from that. Like some people like really were like, oh my gosh, like, yes, sex positive. And then there also was like another side that was like really disappointed in me or like upset. And that was probably like the toughest thing out of everything. And I also like understood where Luke was coming from. Because we see a lot of girls that say, you know, we've had, they're like, hey, like, this is just something I'm not comfortable with. That, I think that is totally fine to say. I get it. And I think that's how the conversation, like, really started, of like, hey, like, I can understand this. It's kind of hurtful when you say that you love me, and then you kind of give me, like, these, like, but if you do this. That was hard, and I didn't like that. But it was such a long conversation that I think it just got to where I started to just not get mean, but like I was just angry. Mm-hmm. And all that was said in a moment of anger. I never, like, I still feel bad. Like, even like Peter's season was all about like the windmill thing. Like, that was never intended, I thought, to be on TV. I was kind of told it probably wasn't going to be on TV. So like, it was just like that was really hard. It was all like a really hard situation that then I just had to lean into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what other choice, what do you ever do?
You've got to lean into it.
Oh, so the windmill thing is the thing that was not supposed to be on TV. Oh my God.
But the way she says it, it was kind of told to me that it wasn't going to be on TV. Well, who was the one telling you that, though? Was that just your friends, the other players?
Very gentle.
Popeye was like, nah, they won't show this. Trust me. It's the producers just straight fucking lying to her, to the lead of the fucking show. The person that needs to trust you the most, you just fucking lie straight to them. That is their practice. And I'm not saying other shows don't do this. I'm sure Perfect Match does this. I'm sure Love is Blind does this too. But it is in the way that they present their players. Even the ones that are villains, if you look at like Francesca on Perfect Match, they still protect her. They still put her on a fucking pedestal. She can manipulate people and do all this dirty fucking shit in the game.
Yeah. She's a main character.
Exactly. And what comes through The Bachelor, I feel like, the producers have stepped forward as the main character of this show because they're pissed about people getting famous and money, and they may not be on screen, but you feel their presence in the show more than any of the players, in my opinion. And that is bad.
Well, they were on screen. They said, sometimes bad bitches cry. And then they made a sign glorifying the producers' line in the women tell all. Yes. Can't get over that.
And in reality TV, the job of a producer is to be invisible. It is to make the viewer feel like none of this is produced, that you just had some cameras laying around, you turned them on, and this mm-hmm. shit is what happened. That is what reality TV is supposed to feel like. So
it's interesting to say her, like, to have her be like, I'm leaning into it, because she was the one who was like,
yeah,
it was actually four times instead of three. But it's like, obviously, you're already pissing people off enough with the three. One more is not going to do it. But the people who love you for it will love you even more.
Yeah. So you see there a little bit into her psychology of this, too, and why she was such a great player and why she was such a great lead. Because even as the producers are lying to her about what they're going to include, she's like, fuck it. I'll just go hard against it then, or hard into it, or whatever she feels that she needs to do. Yeah, Hannah Brown is really, I mean, we always knew she was a fantastic player, but every subsequent little thing I see of her or interview with her, I'm just like, fuck, she really is astounding, like at another level.
Yeah, she's a star.
Now, let's move on. We are going to get into the meat of our program now. You've had the appetizers. You've had the, what's a good appetizer? What do you like? Some grapes and cheese?
Bruschetta?
Okay. And now we're getting to the steak, and a man who loves the steak. We are now going to play you three clips from Trading Secrets with guest Tyler Cameron from March 13th. In this first clip, TC discusses the first time he was offered the role of The Bachelor, his experiences in the world of talent agencies, which I think you're going to find very interesting, Pace Case specifically, and where he thinks the franchise is now. But this is it. In this clip, Tyler Cameron talks about being offered the role of The Bachelor. You're not going to believe what he has to say. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip, and perhaps more importantly, if you want to hear all of the clips Crystal Nielsen has coming up, in which she delivers what I believe is some of the most important contributions to the record that we have ever heard in terms of a player spilling the tea about producer manipulation, about the tactics they use to dangle an invitation to paradise above players' heads when they go on Woman Tell All, about how they lie to them, quite literally. You're just going to go to patreon.com/gamma roses. You're going to join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get the rest of this digging deeper. You're going to get the rest of every digging deeper we've ever done, every episode we've ever put on there. You're going to get access to our Discord where you can submit your screams. You're going to get access to our weekly live shows that we do half an hour before the game starts East Coast time. That's 4:30 p.m. PST. And you're going to get access to everything that Pace Case and I are now doing in the pit, which includes Clues Corner, in which I now have every episode of Netflix's Perfect Match watched, and you can watch along with me, see my reactions, see me rewinding the video, see me pausing the video on different phase plays, et cetera, et cetera. And you're also going to get Pace Case's Palapa, which is a similar kind of Clues Corner type vibe. But Pace Case, in her inaugural episode, is breaking down the big scandal that's been going on in Vanderpump world. So if you want access to all of that and a growing catalog of other things that we're going to be putting on Patreon, I'm going to be doing a Clues Corner for the upcoming season of Love is Blind. I'm going to watch every episode of it. You can watch along with me. And we've got some other interesting things planned. There may be a binge or two coming up that will be televised. So please join us in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.